Why, hello everybody, and welcome back. I'm hoping you had a great weekend. As you know, today's Monday, and many of you know, I'm a cat mom, and of course, some days I identify as Garfield. Oh, I should probably reword that a little bit, but it's like I can sympathize with Garfield, the whole I hate Mondays. Well, today's no different. Today started out kind of rough, but you know, it's going to get better now that I am here talking to you. Yes, it is once again me, your favorite deputy of Movie Deputy Podcasts, bringing to you some late reviews. Now, as you know, Equalizer 3 opened up over the weekend. I'll be honest, it's not quite what I was expecting. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? You're going to have to go back and listen to the review to find out. But I figured I should bring you the other two Equalizer movies so that, I mean, it can make a little bit more sense of what I thought of these. I will let you know the first Equalizer that came out in 2014, I did give this a 6.5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Now, that might surprise some of you, but I hope not. And of course, I did give this a guilty rating, so definitely I would not recommend this for anyone the ages of 12 and young, 12 and younger. There's a lot to this story. I don't know. It's Denzel Washington, really, as you've never really seen him before. I mean, we've seen him do a bunch of different roles and his whole repertoire of his acting and everything, but in The Equalizer, it's like he takes on this character. It's like, okay, we're familiar with the TV show. I'll be honest, he truly does this justice. Sometimes when they take a TV show and make it into a movie, you're just kind of like, why? But I really like the direction that he took this in. Like I said, if you were ever a fan of the TV show, you're going to find stuff to honestly nitpick about the movie. But even if you've never seen the TV show, this is an easy story to follow. It's full of action, and there's actually some depth to the story. I want to get right into sharing the original review that was published on moviedeputy.com. And yes, I did write these, so it's just they've been on the website for a long time. And as we're switching everything over to podcast format, I'm working my way through, and there's a lot. But our original review said, "Our past. We do the best to hide from it, but it always catches up with us. We do our best to start over, but no matter what we do, the past continually haunts us. That's what Robert is trying to do. Start over. New name, new life, no history." Or so he thought. "A situation presents itself that he cannot overlook, and he has to help. In doing so, he crosses some lines that he cannot come back from. He is in a kill or be killed situation, which is never as simple as it sounds. His new friend aspires for more, but is caught up in the web that the Russian mafia has spun. The deeper he digs, the more he loses in this fight that may not end in victory. That's a chance he's willing to take. In this incessant struggle for himself versus what's right and wrong, there will be a victor. Who or what will prevail? As a story, this kept me engaged throughout. A solid story and a continuous plot that doesn't leave a lot of holes. There are some moments of mild confusion, but they don't take away from the story as a whole. Although it differs from the beloved television series, it still has merit. At the end, the question is asked, will you help? His answer determines what's to come." Now, as you know, I don't ever give any spoilers, but I do try to describe and interrogate the story, looking at just kind of how it all plays out. These ones I really kind of enjoy doing that with, just because there's so much depth to these. Like I said, if you're a fan of the TV series, there will be some stuff that you're going to pick apart. I mean, obviously, just like the people that read the books and then see the movies, it's like there's so much that's different. So you really have to look at them independently, and sometimes that's hard to do, even for me. But I hope that you have enjoyed this. Like I said, if you've had a chance to listen to the Equalizer 3 review, if not, feel free to check it out. We are going to be talking about the Equalizer 2 tomorrow, so be sure to come back for that. And I can't wait to talk to you soon. Bye-bye.